That's right. All about home construction right here on AM 1450 WATA, News Talk 1200 WXIT. And Randy, before we get started back on the conversation here, of course, I want to thank our sponsors, Farmers Rentals and Power Equipment.
Yes.
We do appreciate those guys. And just go out there. I mean, if you need anything this weekend, it's not going to rain all day. You got time to get outside
chainsaws.
And do something.
I don't think they have a band mill, but
we tried.
They have chainsaws. They have stump grinders.
Mm-hmm. They got the equipment to move the logs.
Yep.
And then let me know, and then I'll set you up with a sawmill.
That's right.
You get set up, and then I've got one for you. But now we do appreciate those guys, Farmers Rentals.
And, yes, we do.
We appreciate all of our local contractors, local workers, you know, our local tradesmen. Build local. Randy, that's kind of a big thing that we're kind of pushing here with the show. And just trying to bring in, you know, some of the, well, this week an exception, obviously, with me being here, but, you know, kind of bringing in some of the local people that with different trades and stuff, and kind of let you know what's going on with how you can help your house out, and whether you're starting building one or if you just want to improve what you got.
Well, the thing about build local is everybody grew up here.
That's right.
There's nobody else any better at building than the people that grew up here. And keeping your money at home.
Well, then, you know, that's a big part right there, keeping your money at home. And we've talked before, look at how many people. Let's just take a house, just the smallest house you can build. Look how many people are employed by it. You know, you got people all the way from the concrete, you know, working in the plant to delivering it, to finishing it, to, you know, then you got the foundation work we've talked about. All the people involved in that, and then the people involved in the framing, and the people involved in the insulation and roofing. And, I mean, you know, by the time you add it all up, there's a lot of people that work on a house.
It is, and it's actually the people behind them. It's their family that you're keeping up and stuff like that.
That's it. And those are all people that, when you build local, it's all people that live right here, too.
Well, you know, you talk to a person about building a house. It's the contractor, and that's one person. The homeowner is another. On the homeowner side, you'll have the banks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their sweat equity that they've put in to save their money for their down payment. Title research people, things like, I mean, there's just vast number of people behind the homeowner. But when you get to looking at the contractor, there could be 250 people underneath him. You've got the permitting people. You know, when you go in the permitting office over there, there's four or five. Then start with your subs.
Yep.
You know, so it's tremendous the amount of people that is behind us as contractors.
Right.
And golly, I've had a lot of people going, "Would you do you not price out different subs?" And I'm going, "No, not really, because some of my subs have been with me 12 years."
You know? And that's the thing. You know what to expect from them. They know what to expect from you. But probably more important, you know what kind of job they're going to do.
That's it. I don't want a sub that I have to babysit.
Right.
And I don't want a sub that will not come back and honor a warranty item.
Yep.
You know, we used a plumber one time. I'm not going to call no names. And we had a drain line that was stopped up. And I called them up. And no, they weren't going to come unplug it. So I called another plumber. And that never worked for me before. And he said, "Sure, I'll unstop it." And he did. So,
well, and you know, and that's the thing. By building local and kind of knowing who, you know, some of the local, and that's not to, you know, say that people off the mountain won't do it, but who's closer? You got a stopped up drain. Who's going to be closer? Someone lives in Charlotte or Greensboro, or someone lives right here in Watauga?
Yes. And that's the whole point about local.
That's it.
And it just works around for everybody all the way around a lot better. And you know, as we discussed before, the codes off the mountain are not the same as our codes.
Well, and we've dove into that pretty extensively, and hopefully more as the shows go on. But you know, we look in the county alone, look at the elevation difference and the climate difference.
Well, I keep a GPS in my truck, and you know, we know Boone's relatively around 333 feet. Well, Hired's
3,000.
Yeah, 3,000. Yeah. And, you know, but we have to take that GPS to find the altitude of where the lot is to find out what code we have to use for wind load.
Right.
And a lot of people don't think about it, but there was a deck that blew off in Blowing Rock, and it blew the truss off And that was one of the reasons there was a wind code change in Watauga County, from what I understand.
Okay.
And really changed the whole state, you know.
Right.
And, you know, we're pretty fortunate here because of the way people build. I mean, we get some heavy winds, but we don't see homes tore apart like we do in other places in the United States. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And, again, it goes to kind of knowing what to do. I mean, like we've talked before, the codes are just the minimum you got to do to build your house. And if you know the area, then you're gonna do a better job. You're going to add strengthening places here and there where you're going to beef up something.
Well, I don't know anybody that wants to build a house to minimum.
Right.
I mean, there's some rules out there in the minimum code that I just don't understand. You know, I don't understand why anybody would want to build it. But the whole point of a good built home is no maintenance.
Yep.
You know, every home has to have maintenance.
Yep.
But the better it's built, the lower the maintenance cost. And that relates to a savings to the homeowner down the road. And
You know, when I got in the house, I thought, I won't have to worry about anything. You know, we were living in an apartment that kind of had everything. It seemed like every time we turned around, something was broken. I was tired of calling them. I said, you know, I can't wait till I get the house. I won't have to worry about this. Well, it's not quite the same, is it?
No, it's not. But
but you know, it's a little different when you're fixing it yourself.
But it's my home.
That's it.
You know, and
but there's always something that leaky roof or that gutter that fell off or the something.
Well, that's right.
But
and you know, one of these days I'm trying to actually get a shingle manufacturer to come in.
That'll be good.
You'll
do it.
Because
put on your boxing gloves and go to town.
Well, no, but I mean, I just, you know, shingles have changed over the years too.
Yeah, I can tell you zero about shingles.
Yeah,
most of them are black. They're asphalt. That's about the extent.
There's not very many asphalt shingles out there.
Well, there you
or
go.
Not.
See, it shows you how much I know, Randy.
And but we are going to have a metal factory.
Okay.
Rep come in.
That'll work.
And tell the different types of metal roofing out there, the different types of warranties and things.
Well, good. Like I said, we got a lot in store for this for All About Home Construction in the weeks to come. Once we get through this vacation time, Randy, I think we'll get a lot more guests in here.
Yes, we're already working on it. That's we're sorry right. We've been a little out of sync, but let's get back to these sawmills.
Sawmills, that's right. of course, what we're talking about is I sell with my company, Blue Ridge Sawmills and Equipment. We sell the Hudson Forest Equipment sawmills. And Randy, we got, like I said, about 12 different models of sawmills, everything from the homesteader mill, as we call it, which is kind of the intro mill, if you will, more of a hobby kind of mill, and jumps all the way up to, I mean, we can get a fully hydraulic mill if you want to sit back on the
seeing a mill right here that cuts a 52-inch log.
That's right.
That's
the Oscar 52.
I just take to tape that log up on that mill.
That's a pretty big log, yeah. We don't carry those in stock for that simple reason. You know, we just, how many 52-inch logs do you see around that are worth sawing? You know what I mean? A lot of times when you see them, they're in a yard. Anyone that's ever messed with saws at all knows that if there's a tree in the yard at some point, it's probably had some kind of metal into it. Also, one thing I've experienced is when they get that large and you start cutting them down, a lot of times they'll be hollow in the middle or something like that.
Oh, I got a pretty chestnut oak. And it's over 4 foot.
Okay.
And it's healthy.
Good, good.
But my big white oaks, I've got some white oaks that's right at 5 foot at the base, and I don't really think they're healthy.
Right.
I mean, they just don't look healthy.
Yeah, that's one thing, and I'm the world's worst at this. It's kind of judging the health of a tree, and as far as, you know, you can tell if it's living or dying, but sometimes I have a hard time of saying, you know, I've cut down some I thought were good trees and cut them down, and bugs all in the inside, you know.
Yeah, I'm noticing a lot with locusts, cutting locusts down, a lot of ants in.
Yep.
Black ants in the hollow.
Yep. Yeah, I've got one semi-recently I cut that was that way. But yeah, you know, that's the thing. I've said it before with these sawmills that we sell. When you get into our Oscar series, which was kind of the bulk, if you will, of what Hudson makes, they're all four-post head. That's a four-post head design. You'll see different manufacturers that kind of make different designs, what they call a cantilever design that kind of hangs out on one side.
Yeah.
You know, to me, the four-post design, and this is before I was selling Hudson, so I'm not just using this as a selling point. To me, the four-post design was one of those things that really drew me to Hudson. Because you walk up to that mill and you can shake the head itself, the sawing part, and it doesn't shake. It doesn't move on you. Well, you know, anyone, when you see this blade, now, just to visualize, some of you don't really understand, and I get this all the time, you know, how it works. It's not like the old circle mills where you got a stationary blade where the log itself is on a track that moves across the blade. This, what it is you sit the log on the track, and the head, the saw head itself, pushes down the track and saws into the log.
Runs on a bearing wheel.
Exactly. You run
like a train track.
Yep. It's same exact principle. And again, we have some manual mills. We have some that are, you can hook up an electric pull if you want, or push on it, or you can go all the way up to the hydraulics if you wish.
Yeah.
But the principle of the saw itself is the same, you know, as far as how it does. So you push this head through the saw, or through the log itself, and that's what cuts. It makes a horizontal cut, and then you turn your log, make your next cut, and so on. I forgot where I was going with that. But that kind of gives you an idea of how the saw works. And
We know about that turn, that big log without the hydraulic.
It's pretty rough sometimes. But I hadn't had a log yet I couldn't turn, if that makes you feel better.
Well,
we had three people, I think it was, pulling on it, but we got it turned. But it, again, depends on what size log you're going to mess with. When I get with these 21-inch saws, the 28-inch, the 328 is one that personally that I would use the most, I guess. You know, that's one that I seem to sell a lot of. The 328 cuts a 28-inch diameter log, and you know, I can handle a 28-inch log a lot of times by myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little difficult. What usually gets you is you don't see a lot of round trees. You think about it, trees are round, but when you cut them down, there's always a knot or something sticking out, or they're kind of an oval shape. You know, and so that's when it usually catches me.